Hi, my name is Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. The new American Airlines terminal under construction at Miami International is 1.2 miles long. Now I know why they call it a terminal. That's what you'll be when you get to the end. The rapidly rising volume of air traffic is causing this expansion. With more takeoffs and landings per runway than any other airport in the country, MIA is currently exceeding its capacity during peak hours. This means that the new turnpike extension will be utilized as runway 7R between midnight and 5 a.m. Those big bright lights coming up behind you in the fast lane may not be your father's Oldsmobile. We all know that cost overruns are soaring way over initial budget for the airport expansion, so what else is new? And for those who are thinking that the construction at MIA might be taking a little too long, don't worry, they'll still have plenty of time to go through your luggage. The new system will pre-screen bags for valuables and automatically divert them. Then, they'll get special attention from a workforce that has been downsized, privatized, overworked, and underpaid. This week, they'll be concentrating on women's designer clothing sizes 6 through 10. But expansion is expensive. These costs, which are now equal to our national debt and the Sultan of Brunei's latest bathroom for their sheer magnitude, are making even the armed forces sit up and take notice. Hey, a $750 hammer is child's play. The county is working on a way to bring the public into the process to help share the burden. Basically, the county would like the flying public to drive their personal second vehicle to the airport. Leave it in one of the garages, and within 3 days it'll be sold at an auction in Hialeah. Every bit helps, and the streets are a little less crowded. The news from the carpet and ceramic flooring people is that they'll be able to retire to their South Pacific island immediately after the last bit of carpeting goes down. That's the last item that's going down. Everything else is going up faster than a Halliburton bill for SOS at the officers' mess in Fallujah. It'll cost less to retrofit every passenger's footwear with a rug. The carpenters told us it's really a good deal because the padding they use does double duty. Under the carpet and on the statement. We should have kept those great shag rugs from the 70s. Those babies never wore out. And speaking of statements, we've recovered some per diem meal vouchers from one of the crews. They include a cost of pâté, brie, and some passes for the Paris Metro. Everyone seems to be making a bundle. When the lunch truck arrives, everything's for sale, including the truck. It's out of control. Everyone is taking advantage. The Monday special were media noches for $600. Forget about a snack. Coffee and donuts cost more than your child's postdoctoral education. The estimate for the assessment of passenger fees, which now are about $17, will be linked to the ability to pay, which could drive up the cost for a round trip to Orlando from about $200 to approximately $3,700, or just buy a second car at that auction in Hialeah. By the time the new MIA North Terminal is finished, it'll be outdated and we'll be using Star Trek transporters, which I'm sure will cost a lot less, trust me. I don't want to know what the scissors will cost when they finally cut that ribbon. And that's your Radio Buzz.